Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Chip shot for L. Bell. Not necessarily a chip shot, but man, it's turned into easy going in that running game. At least it did yesterday for him. He accumulated a bunch of yards. He says, give me the rock.
It wouldn't matter to me. You know, I mean, I want to go out there and get W's. You know, I came out of the game healthy. I feel good. So next week, if we do the same thing and it's the same formula, I'll be ready.
Okay, he'll be ready. You sure as heck are ready when you gain 179 yards on 32 carries. And the longest run was 27 yards, 5.6 on average. And by the way, it blows me away that the Chiefs averaged 1.9 yards a rush. But back to L. Bell for a second. Have you, as a Steeler fan, shifted your focus from, remember how much we heard over the first few weeks? 30 points a game, 30 points a game, 30 points a game, to, are you okay with them becoming a team like we saw yesterday? Run it, run it, run it, run the wheels off, try to win with defense. Or is there a danger of overuse with Le'Veon Bell? Because I've let that 30-point stuff fly out the window. Forget it. It's not going to happen this year. I'll take my chances with a game plan that I saw yesterday and hit a big play to Antonio Brown every once in a while.
I still say there's a lot of growth left in that offense. I'd much rather be winning these type of games, Colin, as opposed to these 47-42 mm-hmm. games, because somewhere along the way you're going to have to play defense, and they're doing so now. I have more faith the offense will find itself. And if they ever find themselves down by 17 points, they can come back quickly with the weapons they have. But I like the fact that Ben doesn't have to throw 55 times.
I'm with Jim. Run heavy. Do you like this? Do you like this strategy?
Well, not to be a cliche here, but basically you do what the defense allows you to do, or what you can do against a particular defense. And yesterday, clearly, they were able to run the ball right down Kansas City's throat until they decided that, you know, first and goal at the 2-yard line, after they had already scored from inside the red zone by running, they decided to take Le'Veon Bell out of the game and go empty and then go backwards. So it could have been a 16-3 lead had they scored a touchdown at that point. And it's just, you can't afford to give away points against good teams. So I, 30 points, I don't know. I still think they can do that, but they can do it by running. And you heard Todd Haley say it. Mike Tomlin said it last week at his news conference in terms of run pass splits. There really are no numbers that you have to, typically what? You want to run it twice as much as you want to pass it? That
People
means you're
mess
ahead.
Up balance. Balance on offense isn't splits or numbers. It's in a situation, the ability to do both. First and 10, second and 5, the ability to be able to hit with both. It's not looking back at your number of snaps and say it's 50, being 25 and 25. That's to me it's the ability to have success both through the run and the air in a lot of different situations. That's what a split offense is.
That's right. It's exactly right. And whatever the defense gives you, you have an answer for and confidence in it.
And I'm totally okay turning this back into making it feel a little bit like a Bill Cowher team. Go ahead and hit them hard. Go ahead and play a lot of defense, particularly up front. And those backers were so good along with that front yesterday, because now it's glaringly obvious they trust the back end of that defense, and they should. Mike Hilton's been really good. Artie Burns was good. Sean Davis is good. They're all very good. And try to win these games 21-17 if you can. Win them 19-13 if you can.
And, they ran, even on their first series, they ended up having a punt because Roethlisberger was sacked. But they had Juju Smith. He missed a block, and then Bell was caught for a loss after they had moved the ball, pretty well over the course of five plays or so. And so they brought Connor in on 2nd and 13, and they ran it 10 yards.
Yeah.
So that's clearly a passing down, but they took advantage of a look that Kansas City presented. They were able to run the ball against it to set up a 3rd and 3, which should have been successful enough at least to get a field goal until there was a sack. But that's an example of sometimes it's okay to run the ball in those situations. First and goal at the 2, and I'll just keep saying this until they finally do it. Show run and throw it. Throw it out of a running formation.
No, run it, Jim.
Okay, but I'm just saying that you can that's going to set up a wide open tight end on the logo in the end zone.
Nothing good happens with an empty backfield.
No, it sets up
empty backfield's awful.
It sets up a wide open tight end in the middle of the end zone in week 11. Keep running it now until they stop you.
Yeah,
especially if you've run it all the way down the field.
Play action.
The last 6 minutes.
No, but I'm. Anyway, I wouldn't have a problem with that play because I think it would work. But I do agree with you guys that just run the ball. You're at the 2 yard line, for goodness sakes.
Hey, look, John Elway won a lot of football games after his gunslinger days were over, and Terrell Davis ran the hell out of the football. It's okay to do that. It's okay to understand what Ben is now. Ben's not a game manager.
There was still a little cowboy left in John Elway, too.
What did Ben say yesterday? It was unbelievable. Do you have that, Jim?
I can find it here in
a second. It was really something else. He came in, he made the proclamation. He kicked the saloon doors open. Ben did. He had his chaps on. You got it?
No, I'm not that. That's not my, cup of tea. But, I guess this old cowboy's got a little bit left in him.
He was waiting to roll that out. He started thinking about that at halftime. He was going to write it down. He had it ready. You may hear that. Favorite time of the week and tomorrow, too. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ben. Good to talk to you. How's everything?
I can't believe it's taking me this long to play that.
Oh, it's fabulous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.